Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Today on the show, we're going to learn more about JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. This week would have been his 102nd birthday. Our friend, the local author and historian Bill Weiss, who is giving a private talk coming up Monday, he will be talking about that legendary presidency and the end of it, plus the countless conspiracy theories that still abound and just will not go away. And then after the bottom of the hour, with our local and state news and weather, I'll chat with Leah Morales and Jeremy Zilke. They'll be appearing in the PCA's upcoming production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame at the main stage on Marina Street starting next Thursday. New movies opening tonight and this weekend at the Harkins 14 include Aladdin, the live-action remake of the 92 Disney animated musical with a very blue Will Smith as the genie. Also, Booksmart, featuring Beanie Feldstein from Lady Bird. She was Saoirse Ronan's chubby best friend in that movie. She appears as one of two best friends on the eve of high school graduation. Both girls are very studious, high achievers, who realize just before graduation how much fun they've missed by working so hard and decide to make up for it at the 11th hour. Kind of a female version of Superbad. However, this one's getting rave reviews across the board. Then, for the horror crowd, there's Brightburn, kind of a twisted take on the Superman legend. As a childless Kansas farm couple with fertility issues who pray to have a baby, find an alien rocket landing in their woods with a baby inside, one with supernatural powers. Sound familiar? And they adopt it. Well, you better be careful what you wish for, because this one has shades not only of the Superman legend, but also of the Bad Seed and the Omen. This one features Elizabeth Banks. By the way, speaking of Superman, the original Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, Gene Hackman Superman movie from 1978 will be at the Harkins Theater on Tuesday, part of their Tuesday Night Classics coming up May 28th. That's only $5 at 7 o'clock this coming Tuesday at the Harkins 14. And speaking of the Superman movie, I got to meet and talk with Valerie Perrine. She portrayed Miss Tessmacher in that movie, Called All the Time by Gene Hackman. And when she did a meet and greet at the Aero Theater in Santa Monica a few years ago, she was talking about the making of Superman and her big breakout movie, Lenny, with Dustin Hoffman. That was the movie about Lenny Bruce. So we've got Bill Weiss in the studio. We're going to talk about JFK coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's easy to forget that local businesses are more than just big boxes that sell things. They're jobs, payroll, taxes, and half of an economic engine that keeps a community alive. So when a local business like Finley Toyota Prescott asks for your business, it works for us all. You drive off with a set of keys and new car smell, and Finley Toyota and their employees invest back into the Quad Cities. Salaries and wages for over 100 Finley Toyota employees that will be spent with other local businesses. Taxes for schools, fire, and police. Donations funds for nonprofits and business supplies from vendors across the region. That's being part of the community. More than just cars, trucks, and SUVs, that's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. Diamondbacks visit the San Francisco Giants live Friday night at 7 a.m. 11:30 on 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. Always great to have a friend in the studio, especially one we learned so much from. Bill Weiss is a historian and published author. I used to see Bill all the time on our friend Sandy Moss's TV show on AZTV. Sandy, of course, is retired. Bill is still with us, fortunately. And Bill, you're going to do a private talk coming up Monday about a topic we are all very familiar with, because those doggone conspiracy theories just won't go away, will they?
No, they won't. And the funny thing is, if actually it's not funny, but the Warren Commission was commissioned to dispel all doubts and put an end to the speculation about the assassination. And from the first polls taken days after they released their report on September 24th, 1964, until the most recent, a solid majority of Americans disagrees. They think there was a conspiracy.
And the amazing thing about that, Bill, as you can recall very well, that was an era back when you trusted authority. That was before all the journalistic muckraking and all the discontent we see now with people in power and things. You trusted official reports, and they didn't, did they?
No, they didn't. And a lot of people have psychologized about why they didn't. One of my little theories is that the early front runner on the conspiracy theories was that the CIA did it. And the people who believe that never showed any hard evidence that the CIA did it. But that was part of their argument. Mm-hmm. Only an organization as big and secretive and nefarious and mysterious as the CIA could have pulled off the crime of the century and gotten away with it. The only thing I can explain is that that was the era of spy fever in America.
Sure.
The first four James Bond movies were released from 62 to 65. I Spy on TV, Len mm-hmm. Dayton, John le Carre, Ian Fleming, all those novels. People were crazy for spies.
Yeah. And not only that, but also in that era, you had all of these. You remember The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Oh, yes.
Those were crazy shows. I mean, they really, and I mean, nothing was off the table.
Nothing.
And that also fed all those conspiracy theories. And, of course, you know, JFK was such a charismatic figure. He was young. He was youthful. He was vital, good-looking. He was made for television, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was the most telegenic president until Reagan. And so part of the other explanations of why people believe in conspiracies, William Manchester, the author of Death of a President, put it very simply once. He said, you just can't compute that a non-entity, he called him a wretched waif like mm-hmm. Oswald, could have snuffed out the life of this handsome, telegenic, all-powerful leader of the free world. So you want to think that there was a conspiracy behind it.
You know, it's funny. Now, this is really a stretch here, connecting these two. But we were watching a hockey game the other night, and every time a goal is scored, most of the time a goal is scored in a hockey game, it's just because the puck happened to go in. And the most surprised guy on the ice, the guy who shot the puck. But you can't just settle for that. The announcers and the coaches have to say, well, this guy did this, and this guy did this, and this guy did this, when in fact, the puck just happened to go in. But likewise, with politics, you can't just accept the fact that some loser like Oswald happened to pack a gun into the Texas school book depository. There has to be some grand scheme, right? It has to be something Machiavellian or Shakespearean or something in the grand scheme of things, right?
Right. And in fact, in the immediate aftermath of the assassination, Esquire magazine once devoted an entire issue to conspiracy theories. They had over 200 conspiracy theories at that time. This was about 1965.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, they've settled down into three broad categories. The CIA did it, the Mafia did it, Castro did it. And basically, you can't disabuse the people who believe in those theories of anything that says you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Mafia did it, you know who had a birthday today?
Who was that?
Sam Giancana.
Oh.
There's a connection, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up Giancana, because the conventional wisdom on the Mafia did it goes something like this. JFK's father, Joe Kennedy, the former ambassador to UK, was a big-time rum runner during Prohibition, and as such had connections with the mob that he kept up into the modern era. And so the story goes, in 1960, he contacted Giancana and made him an offer he couldn't refuse. If Giancana and his ally, the Teamsters, would help JFK carry Illinois in the 1960 presidential election, he, Joe Kennedy, would guarantee that the Kennedy administration would keep hands off the Mafia. But, of course, JFK appointed his brother Bob as Attorney General. He declared war on the Mafia. And so the theory goes, JFK was assassinated both as vengeance by the Mafia and also to get the government off the mob's back. And there's a wonderful little codicil to that. JFK and Giancana shared a mistress, Judith Campbell Exner.
Yep.
Who was introduced to them by a mutual friend, Frank Sinatra. Now, this theory has everything, DJs.
Mm-hmm.
The mob, the Rat Pack,
power.
The Kennedys, power, passion.
Yeah. Wealth, but the whole thing.
But it's very...
And, of course, Kennedy's brother-in-law, showbiz, was...
Oh, of course.
Peter Lawford.
Peter Lawford, that's right. But it's very easily challenged. Very easily. For starters, Joe Kennedy wasn't a rum runner during Prohibition. That story got started by the fact that he was, in 1933, as Prohibition was about to be repealed, he formed a company called Somerset Imports. And when Prohibition was repealed, he and his partner started bringing in several brands of scotch and gin from the UK legally. His partner, Franklin D. Roosevelt's son, Jimmy. JFK was an enemy of Giancana's, and Bobby especially, when they held hearings in the Senate in 1959 about mob influence in labor. Giancana was subpoenaed. He took the fifth and giggled every time he did it. And Bobby Kennedy said in front of the cameras, "Why are you giggling, Mr. Giancana? I thought only little girls giggled." You don't say that to a mafia boss and expect them to support your brother for president. That was also the hearing in which the Kennedys declared war on Jimmy Hoffa, the Teamsters Union. And, in fact, the Teamsters supported Nixon in 1960.
Yeah.
And as far as Judith Campbell Exner is concerned, JFK didn't know she was Giancana's mistress until J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI chief, informed his nominal boss, Bobby, that Miss Exner had called the White House switchboard 25 times in the last 10 days, and one of the calls came from Giancana's home. After that, Kennedy dumped her and Sinatra like the proverbial hot potatoes.
And then another strange segue here. Here I mentioned before we came on the air about the Superman movie that's going to play at the Harkins 14 on Tuesday. Well, the original television Superman, George Reeves, to use your mob connection here, George Reeves, his death has always been a mystery. Was it murder? Was it suicide? Well, it just so happened that he was having an affair with the wife of Eddie Mannix was his name. Eddie Mannix, who was a studio enforcer for many years and had mob ties, and lo and behold, George Reeves is having an affair with her, and he ends up dead in the bedroom of his Benedict Canyon home. What a coincidence.
Yes, indeed. On the other hand, the government had mob ties, too. Among the pieces of information that were withheld from the Warren Commission, as you know, was that the CIA reached out to the mob to assassinate Castro, paid the mob $100,000 and delivered a bunch of cockamamie assassination weapons, like a shiny seashell filled with explosives that they were going to plant in a beach where Castro skin dived, poison for his milkshakes, exploding cigars, botulin toxin. They gave them to the mob because the mob still had contacts in Cuba. Of course, they were all told to Castro by the people who were supposed to assassinate him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the that information was withheld from the Warren Commission is what gives me pause to say, no, I can't dismiss the possibility that the mob had something to do with Kennedy's assassination. For that matter, the FBI withheld information, too. They were wiretapping mafia dons illegally, and they told the House Select Committee on Assassinations in 1978 and 79, they admitted they were wiretapping him. They said, well, we heard a lot of grumbling about Kennedy. Of course, if we had heard any actual plots, we would have stepped in. But we have only their word for it.
Yeah.
So that's where I draw the line. You know, I can't dismiss the possibility that the mob had something to do with it because
sure.
of all this information that was not given to the Warren Commission.
And we're going to talk more with Bill Weiss about JFK and assassination theories coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, putting the fix on auto repair fraud.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. If your car repair estimate seems oddly low and then the bill too high, you're probably being taken for a ride. If you suspect auto repair fraud, please call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo, at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
I've been talking to Ed Walsh, General Manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Ed, are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Memorial Weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss, or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year, we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
Ed, I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Memorial Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Memorial Day under the tent and the giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back at 2:20, talking with Bill Weiss, the local historian and author. We're talking about his upcoming private talk. It is not open to the public, but we do want to mention it. Where and when is the talk, Bill?
It's June 3rd, Monday at Touchmark.
And I've been up to Touchmark. Very, very nice facility up there. It's a beautiful area. I had dinner up there at the Finn, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago. Wonderful area. And, yes, that is a private talk just for the residents, right?
That's correct.
And you're going to be talking about JFK, who would have been 102 this week, correct?
That's right.
You know, when I can remember, I was working in a St. Louis restaurant when I heard the radio report that Elvis Presley had died at age 42. And the next day, they interviewed a public relations guy in the music industry whose response was, good career move. What do you think the way Kennedy died and at the age he died did for his legacy?
Oh, that analogy is very good, DJ. It did everything for his reputation and the future, because JFK was not a very successful president at all. He was very timid about domestic affairs. They bored him to tears. His foreign policy record was borderline reckless. Got us involved eyeball to eyeball with the Russians more than once. He was far more the Cold Warrior than Eisenhower ever was.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the assassination just burnished his legend, despite the fact that he's had the second shortest administration of any of the post-war presidents. He is far and away the most written about because of his youth, his age, his charisma, and especially because of the mysterious nature of his assassination.
Sure, sure. Plus, he had a glamorous wife who was only 31 when she went into the Oval Office.
That's right. Yes, that's right. She was 31.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. By the way, we're speaking of anniversaries. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong. Was it 30 years ago that the Russian nuclear disaster occurred?
Actually, it was 33 years ago.
33 years ago. And you've got a book in front of you called Midnight in Chernobyl. What is that about?
Well, this is an incredibly detailed and fascinating book written by Adam Higginbotham about all the events leading up to and then the aftermath of the Chernobyl meltdown and disaster, which was the worst nuclear accident in global history, and gives you just a detailed description of the incompetence of the Soviet regime and the design flaws that went into the nuclear reactor, which was so typical of the shoddy workmanship of anything in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that I got it out of the library just at the time when HBO was showing a series called Chernobyl that is very accurately portraying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
This event came within a hair of being a real nuclear holocaust, because that core was burning right down to the water table.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we in America, we think of the Three Mile Island incident, which occurred just a couple of weeks after the movie The China Syndrome was released.
Well, that was some coincidence, and people down there in Pennsylvania were seeing that movie. We can't afford to be smug. The Three Mile Island incident, thank God, did not get out of control. But it was also a product of incompetence and mistakes as well. It's sort of like saying the nuclear power industry says, more people have been killed in coal mining accidents and drilling for natural gas in these conventional plants than have ever been killed in nuclear accidents, which is true. On the other hand, if a nuclear accident occurs, kaboom, it's like saying flying is safer than ever per mile. But if a 747 goes down, 400 people die.
Yeah, exactly. And, in California, the San Onofre power plant near Oceanside, swimmers for many years had loved going to the beach there because the water that is discharged is much warmer than the rest of the ocean. I wonder if anybody has ever tested those swimmers years after to see if there's any kind of health effects from swimming in that discharge water.
Well, the United States does not have a glorious record of nuclear radiation safety. I mean, we'll ask all the unfortunate downwinders in this state.
Yeah.
They basically said, oh, this is all good for you.
And, of course.
That was mostly because of during the nuclear testing era in the 50s. But even so, the nuclear power industry in America, which has an admirable record of safety, when they were putting them up, the regulatory agency said the priority is to build them, not to stop them with safety stuff. Only after some near misses did they start getting serious about safety.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about JFK, and during the break, we mentioned the Oliver Stone movie, JFK, which, of course, had an all-star cast. 3 hours long, it goes by in a blink of an eye. And I assume if you're looking for a spectacular entertainment, that would be your choice. Just don't take it too seriously, right?
No, indeed. Stone's basic premise was that JFK was the victim of a right-wing plot orchestrated by the right-wing CIA with the right-wing FBI on top of it, right-wing business interests, and he was assassinated because he was some sort of liberal flower child who was going to cut back the military, suck up to the Russians, end the oil depletion allowance, was an enemy of big business, was going to dump LBJ from the ticket. And it all makes great entertainment, just as you said, DJ. The fact of the matter is JFK was nothing of the kind.
Yeah.
He was never a liberal. He hated the term liberal. He was a centrist Democrat. He was pro-big business. He needed LBJ on the ticket to do what he did in 60 to carry Texas. He expanded the war in Vietnam tremendously. There were 400 American advisors in South Vietnam on the day he took office, 16,000 on the day he died. He was eyeball to eyeball with the Russians, far more the Cold Warrior than Eisenhower ever was. He was the author of the Bay of Pigs, the Berlin Wall happened on his thing, you know, the missile crisis. So this is just a fictitious picture of JFK.
But what a cast, too. Think about that cast. Kevin Costner, Sissy Spacek, Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon, John Candy, Kevin Bacon, Tommy Lee Jones as Clay Shaw. I mean, just one after the other, because he could attract anybody he wanted for his movie back in those days.
Sure, and then they all got tremendous exposure. They knew people were going to come and see that movie.
And the masterful thing about it was not only, it's really crazy. He takes a lot of license with it, but also the way he blended actual news footage with, you know, newly shot stuff. In some cases, it's seamless.
Yes, it is. And what you really take away from it, fictitious though it is, he certainly tapped into a rich vein of cynicism about the Kennedy assassination, which endures to this day.
Yeah.
A majority of Americans still believe there was a conspiracy of some kind involved there, and he was not wrong in putting his finger on that. Yeah. If you think about the entertainment business, popular culture as a harbinger of, or an avatar of what Americans are thinking, then he had his finger on the pulse with that.
Indeed he did. Bill Weiss, always a pleasure. Let us know the next time you have a talk coming up. Always great to have you on the show.
Always great to be here.
Thank you. Stay tuned because we're going to talk about the Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's coming next weekend, next Thursday night, opening night at the Prescott Center for the Arts main stage on Marina Street. That's coming your way shortly after this news and weather break on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
How about these numbers? 27 vehicles with payments in the 200s, or 53 vehicles with payments in the 300s. Over 125 units are on site. No city sales tax. Huge savings. On Highway 89A, across from Denny's. Hurry. Limited time. That's right. No city sales tax.
Hi, Scott Hibbets, Jones Ford, Verde Valley. That's right. Those numbers are correct. We've got lots of vehicles with low payments. No city sales tax. Come see us on Highway 89 in Cottonwood, across the street from Denny's.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Ready, set, go. This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown here to ask you to be prepared for emergency evacuation in the event of a wildland fire. Don't wait till it's too late. Have your prescriptions, family photos, legal papers organized and ready to go. Go to yavapai.us website for more emergency management information to help you prepare. Join Code Red today.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphysprescott.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 23rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Phoenix police arrest three employees for stealing rental cars at Sky Harbor Airport.
Police say the suspects are buddies who just happen to work for rental car companies. They're accused of stealing as many as 26 cars. Police say the suspects allowed each other to drive cars through the gates without scanning them. The employees who worked at Hertz and Enterprise face auto theft charges. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
There will be a 25th anniversary celebration on Yavapai College's Prescott campus this afternoon.
The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute will hold its Silver Celebration Gala in the Performing Arts Center on Sheldon Street from 3 to 5:30. This event will include a retrospective on the Institute's early days and a presentation of awards to the program's pioneers. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
Skies clearing to a partly sunny high near 53 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling to a mostly clear 36 overnight, then warming quickly to a sunny 66 tomorrow, 69 Saturday, 64 Sunday, up near 74 by midweek. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, partly sunny and breezy, showers ending and a high near 64, chilling to a mostly clear late night low near 42, warming to a sunny Friday high near 78, Saturday 81, Sunday 77, with a Wednesday high near 85. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We got
got strength in numbers. Power Big Players Club.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. Power Pick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try Power Pick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
Power Pick Players Club.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, in case you haven't heard and didn't listen to the show earlier this week with our friends Cecilia Jernigan and Becky Ruffner, there will be a wonderful tribute to the late First Lady of Prescott, the Grand Dame Elizabeth Ruffner. That tribute is coming up this Sunday from 3 to 5 at the Prescott Elks Theater, which Elizabeth had so much to do with saving and restoring during her wonderful life here in Prescott. The doors will open at 2 o'clock. The presentation will go from 3 until about 5. There will be music, storytelling. There will be just a great gathering of anybody who, the who's who of Prescott in northern Arizona will be there. And any overflow will gather at the Marina Room of the Haciampa Inn right across the street. So a wonderful tribute coming up this Sunday from 3 to 5. Once again, the doors will open at 2, 3 to 5, the party and the get-together for the late, great Elizabeth Ruffner this Sunday at the Prescott Oaks Theater and the Marina Room of the Haciampa Inn. Hey, we got some news from ADOT about Motor Vehicle Division travel IDs and commercial driver's license changes. The question is, will your license fly? There's only about 330 business days between now and October 1st of next year. And on that date, TSA airport security checkpoints will require travelers to show federally approved identification. Now, flyers who don't have the proper ID will be delayed and possibly have their travel plans ruined, so don't be grounded. Get your travel ID. That travel ID is an Arizona driver's license or ID card that meets the new federal requirements you do need to get one at an MVD office or a selected authorized third-party provider. You can make an MVD appointment at servicearizona.com, and before coming in, visit the travel ID website at az.gov, that's azdot.gov/travel ID. That will let you begin the application process and ensure you have all the documents you need to get that travel ID so you won't be delayed or left behind at the airport. That's an important change in your Arizona driver's license. Well, as I warned a few days ago, on Monday's show to be exact, you may have heard a primal scream around 8:30 Tuesday night as my hometown St. Louis Blues finally, after 49 years, earned a return to the Stanley Cup Finals, where they have never won so much as a single game after going to the finals each of their first 3 years in existence. The finals will start Monday, Memorial Day, in Boston against the Bruins, who swept the Blues in their last appearance back in May of 1970. Yeah, 49 years ago. So many memories, so many heartbreaks through the many years, but, you know, these Blues, they had the league's worst record on January 3rd, and since then they've had the league's best record. So, who knows what's in store for the finals? There's no telling. They could pull off the miracle of the year in the NHL. I can only keep my hopes up. Musical Mondays are going on this month at the Harkins 14 coming up in June on June 10th. It's the Secret Life of Pets on that Musical Monday. That'll be at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. The Tuesday Night Classics coming up on May 28th. Of course, I mentioned before, it'll be Superman, the the original Superman with Christopher Reeve, Gene Hackman, Margot Kidder. On June 4th, it's The Goonies. And on June 11th, North by Northwest, the Hitchcock classic with Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint. You know, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley also knows schools are letting out soon. They're making it really easy for kids to be entertained this summer with 10 morning movies for only $7 for the kids for the whole series. You just choose your day, Monday through Friday. All start at 9:45. You can choose which of those days each week to see the list of fun films that start next week. How about that? Starts May 27th with Happy Feet, followed the next week by How to Train Your Dragon, then Despicable Me 2, and then the week of June 17th, it'll be Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Week 5 is Smallfoot, and then the Lego Movie 2, the second part, followed by a week of Sherlock Gnomes, then the week of July 15th, it's Trolls, followed a week later by Penguins Madagascar. And the final week of July 29th, it's Shrek. Now, that's all for the All at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Go online to harkins.com/SMF for summer movie fun. Harkins.com/SMF for that full schedule and, yes, for the safety of your children. Attending the summer films at 9:45 in the morning. All adults admitted must be accompanied by a child. Do not miss that. As mentioned before, the Hunchback of Notre Dame is coming to the main stage on Marina Street. On behalf of the Prescott Center for the Arts, we are hoping the actors can make it here in time for the interview today. That show will start a week from tomorrow, or a week from today, in fact. It's Thursday, May 30th. They will have three long weekends of performances with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m., starting tomorrow, starting a week from today, hello DJ, starting a week from today, May 30th, running through June 16th at the PCA. Now, you know, USA Today has been carrying stories all week about these Game of Thrones fans who have their knives out. They do not like the way that TV series ended. And, you know, in recent years, a lot of very, very popular long-running series have had finales that, well, with the advent of social media, everybody has a say now. And a lot of people really come out from under their rocks and say some vicious things. And Game of Thrones is no exception. Now, I wasn't a fan of the show. I never saw it, so I can't speak with any authority. But I have seen the comments, and they're not very good, what a lot of people are saying. So USA Today went through the years and said what were the best and the worst final episodes of a lot of very, very popular TV series. Well, let's go to the worst. That's always more fun, right? Well, their top five worst finales of long-running series. Number five, the Showtime series Dexter, starring Michael C. Hall. They say the serial killer drama started to decline long before its much-derided finale, but that didn't help soften the blow of Dexter's bizarre decision to fake his own death at the end and take up life as a somber lumberjack. That was kind of weird. Number four, and their worst, yep, Game of Thrones, HBO. The wounds of the controversial Thrones series finale are still fresh, so maybe in a year or two we won't look back so harshly on it. But sour series finales rarely get better with age. Just ask the three that top our worst list, as they say. The problem with the Game of Thrones finale is that it offered a perfect fairy tale ending for its characters, betraying the real life or betraying the realism and unjust world the series spent 8 years building. A happy ending rarely works on TV dramas, and it especially didn't work here. And the other three worst, number three, Lost, number two, Seinfeld, and number one, all-time worst series finale, How I Met Your Mother. I'm sure that makes CBS very, very happy. Hey, I believe we have Leah Morales and Jeremy Zolkian. Is that correct? Welcome to the show. You are starring in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
And we will start. Let me turn your mics on here. I had Leah's turned down there just for a second. Leah, tell us about your role in The Hunchback of Notre Dame at the PCA.
Well, I am playing the role of Esmeralda, who is a gypsy that everybody falls in love with because she's awesome.
And Jeremy, tell us your role.
I am playing Quasimodo.
Oh, what a, boy, what a, and kind of a weird way, kind of a fun role, huh? You can kind of chew the scenery and get away with it, can't you?
Maybe. I mean, it's very interesting because there's so many aspects that I have to play into this role because I'm a deformity and I'm also abused and then I have an almost deaf. I have a speech impediment as well as, you know, I'm hunched over. So the whole show I'm squatting and I have a half of a mask on me as well.
Goodness.
It's very physically demanding as well.
And so you can't really express yourself with dialogue terribly well in that role, can you?
I mean, I can. It's just you just have to know how to. It's a lot of voice work.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, I feel like the way the physicality works, I mean, with my gestures and how I hold myself and how I use my dynamics of my one side of my face to the other, it also definitely helps to show my expressionism.
And Leah, in the role of Esmeralda, tell us about the plot lines that you were involved in with this Victor Hugo novel.
Well, the musical is a lot more accurate to the novel than the Disney cartoon.
Sure.
Some of the music is the same, and it's been adapted to have a lot more.
Because you're combining both the novel and the Disney musical, right?
Pretty much. I think it does a pretty good job of balancing both the Disney aspect and the actual novel. The character of Esmeralda is really similar to Quasimodo in the way she is judged off of her appearance, just as Quasimodo is.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to use it to her advantage, and for the most part she does. But at the end, it kind of backfires on her because the villain of the play, Claude Frollo, ends up falling in lust with her and blames it on her.
Mm-hmm.
And things don't end so well for Esmeralda, unfortunately.
Now, if I recall correctly, a lot of the reasons Victor Hugo wrote the novel was to present the architecture, the Gothic architecture of Notre Dame, correct?
Yes, there's about two chapters in the novel that go into deep detail of the architecture and the arches and the gargoyles. And this play does a really good job of sort of bringing that to life with the gargoyles that we have presented with our ensemble actors and the costume work that our awesome costumer Karen Murphy has done. And I think it's a great play. I think it's really going to be enjoyable for everyone that comes to see it.
Speaking of Karen Murphy, I was hosting a TV episode a couple of years ago for Morning Scramble on AZTV, and Karen was one of the guests presenting Ghost Talk. And she came on in full makeup and full gear. And let's just say that she stole the show that day.
That is not surprising.
And we'll just leave it at that.
It was
quite a performance. So tell me how you got interested in this role. Were you familiar with the material beforehand? Let's start, of course, with you, Jeremy.
Actually, when I was a young kid, it was my favorite movie.
No kidding. How cool.
Yeah. I have a lot to relate with Quasimodo, to put it in short sense. And so I always loved and
no, ladies, he doesn't look like him, but go ahead.
I always felt really connected with him emotionally and in a mental in his mentality when I was younger. And I always connected with the music, and I always thought music's always been something very important to me, and it was always beautifully scored and written so well. Even when the musical came out and I listened to the score for the first time, actually just before I auditioned, I hadn't known that it was a musical, and it was on stage. And I remember I was listening to the score at home, and I just, it was just so beautiful, and it was amazing. And that's kind of, it's always been a dream role for me. So,
well, this explains why when he moved out and got his first apartment, he said, "Sanctuary, sanctuary," right?
I think it was like, what, 17?
Yay! So, Leah, tell us about your background and how you got interested in this role.
Well, I grew up in Prescott, And I grew up on the stage at the Fine Arts. Actually, Don, who's directing this play, was my very first director. When I was 9, I performed an Oliver Twist.
Oh, my, how cool.
As a little chorus member, and I just thought it was so cool. And I just kept doing things with the Fine Arts Theater for, you know, up until I was in high school, and I started doing the scholarship competitions and winning them, and because of the PCA and what they do for the youth with their scholarships, I was able to take voice lessons, take French horn lessons, and then when I was a junior in high school, I was able to purchase my professional French horn, which I play to this day, all thanks to the PCA.
Sure.
So when I came back to Prescott, I just picked it back up again and auditioned for Les Mis 5 years ago, which Don also directed, and I played the role of Eponine, and again auditioned for this and was lucky enough to get it. It's a really great role to play, and I'm really enjoying myself.
I talk to a lot of directors about directors and actors who work with kids on stage, and how when you work with a child actor who's doing their first show, when they get out there for the first actual live performance and they see and hear the crowd's reaction, you can tell by the eyes getting big and by their body language, ooh, this is cool. Did that happen to you the first time?
I think so. And it was a really big set when we did Oliver. I think Oliver might have been a lot of kids' first plays, because it's a show with a lot of kids.
Sure, sure.
And we have one of our ensemble members was the actor for Bill Sykes, and I just thought he was so cool. And it's great being in another play with him 20 years later.
And, you know, I was never in Oliver Twist or Oliver, but you can see by looking at me, I've sung Food, Glorious Food, you know, many times. Jeremy, tell us about your first time on stage.
Well, my first time on stage, I was actually in Beauty and the Beast. I was a junior. I was a junior in high school, and because I'd always been a musician, and I watched. I did a pit orchestra for Anything Goes, and I remember watching everybody on stage, and they just looked like they were having so much fun and having such a good time that I was like, I want to be on stage. And so I auditioned. I got a lot of ensemble roles and a lot of I was like the young prince, and I was one of the villains, and it was really fun. And I just remember it was a very great place of escapism for me. When I was on stage, I felt so comfortable, and I felt so transparent on stage when I can't really do that off stage. So it was really interesting for me. So it's always been a place of safety for me.
It's always fun being somebody else for an hour and a half, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
My hero was always Johnny Carson, the host of the Tonight Show. He would ask actors, why didn't you become an actor? And half of them would say, well, I can't do anything else, which always surprised people. And then the other half would always say, because I like being somebody else and having my lines written for me. I like playing pretend for a couple of hours and just being someone else. We look forward to seeing you on the stage at the PCA main stage for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It runs for 3 long weekends, starting next Thursday is opening night, right?
Yes,
week indeed.
From tonight.
Wow, hard to believe. And that's Aaliyah Morales and Jeremy Zilke, right?
Yes.
I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
We look forward to seeing you in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Get your tickets by calling the PCA at 445-3286 or going online to pca-az.net. You'll have a great show, and thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and a surprise for Tuesday's show coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
On Saturday, June 1st, the D-backs take on the New York Mets. The first 20,000 fans will take home the D-backs Tribal Cap, courtesy of Gila River Hotels and Casinos. For tickets, visit dbacks.com. Pick up the David Peralta bobblehead, courtesy of Commonwealth Insurance, on Saturday, June 22nd, and hear the sounds of the freight train. This audio bobblehead is a must-have for the collection. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, we have no Diamondbacks baseball tonight. They have a day off, a well-earned day off. They've lost about five in a row, so they need some rest. But they will be in San Francisco to take on the Giants for a three-game series, as they have one more series after that on this road trip. Now, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of the Town, the Thursday roundtable with Sanford and Chuck at 4 o'clock. Then have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend, and tune in Tuesday. We have no show Monday here, but tune in Tuesday for Q&A with our guest host, Gregory Scott. I will be gone that day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Gregory's guests Tuesday will be Danny Fisher from Clayote Studios, Hope Hooper from Prescott Valley Parks and Rec with Summertime Fun Events, and Barbara Leonard from People Who Care Home Assistance. That is Q&A Tuesday at 2 with my colleague Gregory Scott. You'll be in good hands with Gregory on Tuesday for Q&A, when Gregory and his guests will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio. While Republicans in the House Rules Committee deem the budget for next fiscal year constitutional, Democrats don't agree. Athena Salmon of Tempe says she's opposed to money slated for services to prevent abortions.
It's not directly violating the due process clause in the 14th Amendment. It is definitely in concert with what we're seeing from state legislatures across the country.